Now he says in verse 3, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. Now, even of this generation, there were many of them, you'll recall, that when Balaam was called upon to curse Israel, he could not do it. Fact of the matter is, he could only pronounce blessing, but he made a suggestion to the king of Moab. In other words, it's that same old cliche we have today. If you can't fight City Hall, then join it. And the thing that he said, I can't curse these people, but you can let your people go down, intermingle with them, and intermarry and introduce false worship. And I know then that God will judge them. And that's exactly what happened. Now, this was to be an example to this generation, because part of that generation had been destroyed in the judgment. And that, you'll recall, we saw in the 25th chapter of the book of Numbers. Now, will you notice in verse 4? But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Now, this is the reward of obedience to God, you see. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Now, God's preparing them to enter the promised land, and he says to them that these statutes and commandments, you're to keep them if you're to be blessed. Now, not only that, they were to be a witness to the world. And I want you to hear this verse, because you might pass over it, and it's very important. Verse 6, keep therefore and do them. That'll be emphasized again and again, and I'll come to that later. For this is your wisdom and your understanding. Now listen to this. In the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, the way Israel was to witness to the world is the opposite, the way the church is to witness to the world. We are told, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That is given to every believer, for that matter. And we should have some part in getting the word of God out to the ends of the earth today. Now, very frankly, the nation Israel was never asked to go out. They were to send an invitation and say, come, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Now, as they were faithful to God, you see what would happen. Why, the nations which shall hear all these statutes, and what will they do? Well, what did the Queen of Sheba do? She came from the ends of the earth. Now, if she'll come that distance, and there were no jet planes then, they didn't have any 747s at that time, therefore it was an arduous, hard trip that she made. But if she'd come that distance, and she was a woman, I think some of the men would come from shorter distances, and they did. That's the way Israel witnessed to the world, and that's the reason God said to them, you must obey me, that blessing may come to you, and if you don't obey me and you turn from me, then judgment will come upon you. Now, will you listen as we drop down now to verse 9, because we've already dealt with verse 7 and 8. He says here, only take heed to thyself, keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Teach them to your grandchildren. This was the great burden that God gave to the nation Israel. It was a great teaching ministry. Now, let me pause and say again this word, because it's important. The greatest undertaking that this nation of ours has today is that of education of the young. That probably the greatest failure of any nation is our failure today in education. Look in any city today, look in any hamlet today, Look at any college today and you can see the dismal failure of our nation in this matter of education. Now, I'm not getting ready to blame the colleges or the schools. Do you know where the problem is? The problem is back there at the home. God says to these people, I want you to teach your son, and I want you to teach your grandson. He didn't say, I want you to send him to college. I want you to teach him. The great failure today has been the failure of Papa and Mama in the home to teach, my friend. That was the great burden that God put upon this nation, upon every father and mother. And my friend, if you're going to bring one into the world, you're responsible for that one. And these divorced people today, how God is going to hold them responsible for many of these little hippies that are out because they never knew the instruction and the love and the concern and the communication from parents. My friend, that is the problem of America today. Our problem is in the home. What a responsibility there was. And then God's making it very clear to them. When this nation failed, then they failed in the home and God judged them. We'll see this again. Now, this is a rich chapter, as you can see.